It's been a really successful effort. Hundreds and hundreds of people across Donegal emailed me and the other Donegal TDs. I have raised the parliamentary question with the Minister for Health, and I've received a response back now referring to a limited service, really, at Letterkenny Hospital. I think the response from the Minister misses the point. When you see the success of this effort, grassroots effort in Donegal, it's clear that they need to improve the service, make it available more days, and even consider having a dedicated service at Letterkenny rather than an outreach service in Sligo.
Essentially, as you said, the service that does operate in Letterkenny involves a specialist from Sligo travelling up once a week, once a fortnight, whatever the frequency is, whereas you believe there is sufficient demand in Donegal, and the response you've been getting to this campaign would suggest there is demand for a full-time service.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this obviously would be families, carers, persons who availed the service themselves, and it's hundreds and hundreds across Donegal who responded to the call. So it's very clear there's a big demand for the service. It does need to improve. So I will be re-engaging with the Minister, and I'll be asking him, along with the Sale to Hospital Group, to improve the service at Letterkenny, to improve the outreach, and indeed to consider a dedicated service if that's possible.
We know that the administration of the hospital is coming more in tune with the HSE now, with the new regional health structures that are coming into being. Indeed, Tony Canavan of SAILTA taking the lead in that new West-North-West regional structure. Do you believe that that new regional structure will provide at least part of the answer to this, that we'll see more of a focus on services and more of a focus on investment?
What we need to ensure with these new structures is that wherever you live in the west of Ireland, Donegal and Connacht particularly, that you get equality of access to healthcare, you know, as much as is possible. I appreciate there are some specialist services that will always have to be in major hospitals like Galway or, you know, in Dublin or Cork. But in the main, there's no excuse for people having to travel long distances from Donegal, as is the case with so many different services, unnecessarily. So I'm hoping to see, you know, these new structures reflecting equality of access to healthcare for all of our people.